Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And the text is always 51551. Rachel Waters is on the line. Good afternoon, Rachel.
Good afternoon, Damien. How are you?
Very good. When did this happen?
My situation happened yesterday afternoon. We decided to follow the sun around Ireland, so we came down to Killarney, and we were fortunate enough yesterday. The temperatures went to 34 degrees. But on the way up to, from Killarney up to Kenmare, we decided to take the route up through the Black Valley, which takes you past Cave Kearney's cottage, and then it brings you right up. Then it's about 12 miles of probably the most breathtaking scenery that you could ever imagine. And yesterday was the perfect example for it, for Tourism Ireland. Like, the amount of people that were walking up around the Black Valley was incredible. Yeah. Anyway, we were heading towards Kenmare, but as we passed Cave Kearney's cottage, we were stopped by two pony men, as they like to call up at that point. Two pony men. One stood in front of the car and one stood to the right-hand side at the window. So we rolled down the window and he put his elbows into the car and his head into the car, which was a little intrusive, you know, and tried to explain to us that we weren't to drive the road and to turn around and to park the car and walk up. Now, we were heading up towards Kenmare, so walking the 12 miles up just to the N71 wouldn't have been an option. But we proceeded to ask him, like, who did he think he was? And he was very funny. He actually told us his name. But anyway, we were standing our ground and we weren't going to turn around. We were heading in that direction. I wanted to go up and see the views, which we do on numerous occasions anytime we come to Killarney. Now, this is the first time someone actually ever stood in front of the car and basically put pressure on us to actually stop the car or turn around.
And what impression were you given as to why he was asking you to not bring the car up? Did you think there was an accident or there was too many cars up there? Or why would he have been making this suggestion to you?
The suggestion was that basically the options were either to walk or take the Jarvies up the mountain. Now, we were heading up towards Kenmare, which was furthermore on the N71. When you get to the top of Avoca, you move across then and then you head down to Kenmare. But to walk wasn't an option. And we've taken this route many times before. The road is a public road. And we just felt that, you know, it was just, you know, for people coming down, like, you know, for people coming to Ireland, like Killarney Resort, a huge amount of people come to Killarney for the national parks and all the rest. And the Gabbadon Knowe is such a picturesque thing.
Yeah, I know. I was in Killarney on Monday. It's hopping with tourists down there.
Hopping.
Great to see.
It always is.
And of course, the wonderful Jarvies there, they're very much part the scenery around Killarney. So did you stand your ground or did you take him up on his offer?
Totally stood my ground. Well, you know, I'm used to driving up around the gap and, you know, driving the roads. I understand that there's some of the roads are quite narrow and all the rest. But there are certainly, County Council have done a wonderful job in putting like gravel down, so for pull-ins and things like that. So there's plenty of places to pull in once you know the spot. And the secret is when you're driving that road, just not to become nervous, you know, like take your time and pull in. And if you, you know, just enjoy the views.
Yeah.
There's so much to see and do down there. It's just incredible.
Were the council quoted in this exchange you had with this man?
Actually, thank you. He pointed out there was a sign a little further behind us as the Cave Kearney, just beside Cave Kearney's cottage, that it said basically it was endorsed by Kerry County Council and the road was only open to locals. Now, you know, that sign has been there for a long time. And, you know, the sign does say narrowing of the road and it says, you know, horses and traps and ponies and walkers and residents. And it says access to accommodation and business purpose only. But it's not endorsed by Kerry County Council. Now, we did notice that there's another sign. Now, he may have been referring to that one. I wasn't aware. But there's another sign that has 15 yellow like diamonds. And they all have different symbols like corner, dangerous bend, road narrows, all of that.
Yeah.
And so for people who are travelling the gap, you know, just to give them, you know, the warnings that this is what lays ahead of them.
But there is, just to be clear, Rachel, there is no, there is absolutely no policy by Kerry County Council prohibiting cars from going up the gap
it's
there.
It's a public road. It is a public road. It's there for everybody. But my point in ringing yesterday was, you know, for a group of people, it's like Kerry relies on the tourism. And for anyone who isn't able to walk, you know, up, okay, thank God I'm fit enough to walk. If I did want to walk it, you know, up to the gap, that would be fine. But for anyone who wants to take in that beautiful scenery, which is absolutely spectacular, and it should be something, like, it's highlighted on all the brochures, it should be something that everyone should experience when they're down here. Now, we were out to dinner the night before, which was Wednesday night, we were out to dinner, and while we were having a drink in one of the local bars, we bumped into a lovely couple, very lovely, they were from Antrim, and they said that they were turned away while they were trying to get up. From that point, from the Kate Kearney side up towards the Black Valley, from that point they were turned away. And it's something that they wanted to do while they were down here, but they hadn't got the knowledge that it was a public road, and they were turned away. Mm. So it's something they missed out on while they were down here. But anyone who's coming down from the N71 all the way down past Lord Brandon's cottage and then down the 12 or 13 miles of spectacular scenery isn't interfered with on the way down. It's only on the way up from Kate Kearney's cottage that this pressure comes on people.
Yeah, but I wonder, Rachel, with you know, the increase in tourism and this time of the year with all the cars and people going up, as you said, such a beautiful part of the country.
Yeah.
Is it frightening the horses, I wonder? Is that... Are there too many cars going up there for it to be comfortable to coexist beside the Jarvies and horse and traffic?
Sure, even the sheep sit down at the side of the road and they don't move. You've got to wait until they get up and move away.
And are you still down there, Rachel?
Believe it or not, we're following the sun around Ireland, so we're heading up to Clifton now for a couple of days, and then I get back to work on Monday. But, you know, we just decided to come down, and we were fortunate enough that we did get up around the gap at Dunloe yesterday and all up towards Kenmare and then back down again, which was absolutely stunning. That anyone who's down here, you know, should really take that in. It's free. It's part of the, you know, the national park. And, you know, it's just a beautiful part of the world.
Jim is on the line there. Go ahead, Jim. You're listening to Rachel.
Coincidentally, I was down there myself last few days, and I chose to walk through it. I have cycled through it, and I have gone through it by horses as well.
Yeah.
But a lot of the appeal of going through there by horse or by foot or by bike is the tranquility and the peace of it.
Yeah.
And having to keep on stepping aside and filing back into single file every time a car comes up is... Mm. Takes away the whole pleasure of it. And if there's only a few cars, you'll tolerate it. Now, Monday was a quiet day.
But with respect, it is a public road.
I accept it's a public road, and I accept that it is not the Jarvie's job to be enforcing what they see as their preferences.
Absolutely.
It should be the council or the Gardaí or somebody. But it's not a highway. It's a popular...
It's not a highway,
It is a popular, narrow lane.
It is.
Through a scenic area.
Think about it like if someone turned people away from Connor's Pass, you know, like, they'd be outraged. So, like,
I agree, but following your arguments, then you should be able to justify a 56-seater bus to come along, because you're drawing a line now as well. You're just moving your line a bit further up than mine.
Jim, you know what I'm talking about.
We are talking about motorised vehicles that take away the full width of the road.
Yeah, like, and most cars are you know, small cars going up there. There are a lot of hard cars, and there's plenty of places to pull in. Certainly for, like, buses and things like that, there's no huge
area. And the people hop over the ditch when the cars come along.
Exactly, and take a few photographs.
Yeah, right.
And it is beautiful. You know,
and I'd like to see it kept that way.
Remember, Jim, you and I are lucky enough to be able to walk it, but there's a lot of people out there who...
There's a lot of other lovely...
Who are not that fortunate.
I accept that, and there could be arrangements for them, but...
Well, I mean,
Sleighhead is lovely as well.
Like, you know, turned away by a guard at the entrance or exit. you know, I think that's
there's
wrong.
Lots of other lovely roads around the country that were lovely roads to walk with, but you can't walk now.
We have to share with everybody.
Oh, well, then remember, the buses back in again.
No, I don't believe in the buses. I was never saying buses. I was saying was cars.
You'll have to put the same argument.
So, Jim, what's your advice to people who want to see travel through the Gap of Dunloe? Get out of their cars and walk up, or what?
Like, if they
walk it, take the horse and cart.
If they can't walk?
Yeah.
If they can't walk, they can be allowed a few wheels.
Do you think it's acceptable in 34 degrees to put a horse up the Gap of Dunloe in those temperatures?
We're picking extreme cases now to make a move.
I'm giving you every chance to come back now here. 34 degrees yesterday, we recorded it yesterday in the Gap of Dunloe, and you're recommending that horses travel through that?
No, I'm not.
I think that's totally unacceptable.
I'm not recommending particularly that people would walk through it on that temperature either.
Air conditioning. Remember, this experience is free. Why should you have to pay to go up when it's free? You can just sit in your car and be chauffeured right through. Anyone who's, you know, incapacitated, I'm sure, would love to see
I'm just wondering, Rachel.
It's unpleasant if they have to share it with cars. We've got enough roads that we have to share with cars.
Yeah, but Jim, unless there's a sign put up saying no cars allowed, nobody's breaking any laws driving up there.
I absolutely agree with you. But there's plenty of people who are walking up there are quite irritated, and these are tourists as well as themselves who are quite irritated and having to keep on stepping out
filing
back into single file every time the car passes through.
For everybody here. You're not speaking for everybody. You're speaking for yourself, and I'm speaking for my situation yesterday.
But Rachel, I'm just wondering.
Situation was the fact that two people came to the front of the car. One came to the front, one came to the side, and were intrusive, butted into the car, and basically tried to pressure me to turn the car around. Now, I was not prepared to turn the car around because we were going in there.
In that case,
the only other option for me to take was to walk,
not in law enforcement.
To drive or to take a Jarvie. And I was not prepared to take a Jarvie or walk to Kenmare.
I'm not condoning their actions at all.
No. Well, in fairness, you could look at it from their point of view. This is the time of year. Make hay while the sun shines. And it's maybe an ingenious way of trying to get a bit of business
fit a car and a Jarvie up and down the road together. Because they're going to have to each pass each other.
Degrees.
Okay, can I bring Dave in? Dave Popham. Dave, go ahead, Dave.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to
your other caller there. Yeah. As you're probably aware, myself and a colleague were doing a reconnaissance for Race Around Ireland, which is an ultra cycling event 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Part of the actual route runs across the Gap of Dunloe. We had exactly the same experience, but we actually stood our ground. We were actually making a video, which is for the competitors for safety purposes, which had to be done.
What were you told? Now, don't name names or identify anybody, but just in general, what was said to you, Dave, as you entered?
One particular gentleman said, no, you need to turn around and park the car. And I said, no, we don't. We're actually making this for the organisers of Race Around Ireland. We continued to sort of push our point, and he eventually literally just walked away from the car, and we proceeded through the gap.
And can you, like, if you're driving down there, do you have to stop? Or could you just keep driving?
No, but in the past, I've noticed that the carriages, as you pass Case Carney's cottages, the carriages are in front. So literally, you know, you've got to sort of meander right round the carriages to get up to the gap, to get up onto the Black Valley.
I'm just wondering, Dave, how do you end up in a situation where you are engaging with these people?
As your other caller said... He actually stood in front of the car.
Right, okay.
So you stood your ground anyway, Dave, and said, we're continuing on.
We did, and we continued to make the video. But as I say, there is a sign there. The sign is there, and it's on Google Maps since 2011.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it makes no reference to Kerry County Council or to the Gardaí.
And, Dave, when is the race around Ireland? Tell me more about that.
It starts on the 25th of August. It is 2,200 kilometres. Starts and finishes in Trim. It runs the whole way around the coastline of Ireland.
Really? And how many people will you have cycling?
We have teams from all over the world. We have that they will cycle individually with a fellow vehicle behind them. There are solo riders, four-person teams, eight-person teams. We would probably have 70 or 80 riders in total. They have a time limit as to how long they can actually take to do it. One of the guy that won it last year, Joe Barr, has just finished another ultra event called Race Across America, which is 3,000 miles.
All right. And how long will that take? Starts on the 26th of August and finishes roughly when back in Trim?
You have solo riders have 136 hours.
Okay.
So it's just under 4 days. Right. Joe won it last year. I don't know how.
Is it a relay?
Yes.
It's continuous.
If it's a team event, they would work in relays. Yeah. They would do an hour, maybe 2 hours.
So you have 70, just when Jim was talking there about, you know, pedestrians and walkers having to share the gap of Dunloe with cars and step in. What's your experience with this race going around public roads around Ireland? Do you find that people are patient, drivers are patient, or is it dangerous?
It is not your normal cycle race where you would maybe have 30 or 40 cyclists in a bunch. It is a single cyclist and they are at different intervals. So you'll meet one cyclist and maybe a van behind it. That's
okay.
All you'll meet.
Yeah. Right.
So it doesn't cause upset. It doesn't cause traffic problems.
But have you come across, you know, impatient motorists?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. I've been involved with an organisation called Cycle Against Suicide. And we run a 10-day cycle around Ireland every year.
Yes.
We would have, between 150 and 200 cyclists on any particular day. And yes, you do come across irate motorists. But most of them are fine once you explain what's going on.
Sure.
There isn't a problem.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we'll leave it there. Thanks for that. Rachel, are you still in? You're following the sun around the country.
Yeah,
well, for you.
We're following the sun around Ireland. So we're heading up to Clifton now for a couple of days. And
it's a tough life.
Oh, it's very hard.
Yeah, I'm just. You were talking there with the temperature, and just on Sky here, they're saying that France has recorded its highest temperature since records began in a town in the south of the country today. Wait till you hear this. The temperature has reached 44.3 degrees Celsius, 111.7 Fahrenheit.
Well,
makes Killarney sound chilly, doesn't it?
Well, we were 34 yesterday in Killarney.
Wow.
So.
34. John is on the line. Good afternoon, John.
Hi, Damien.
What happened to you about in the gap of Dunloe, yeah?
Yeah, it's 20 years ago. I went down myself and my partner at the time and my young lad, and we proceeded to go through the gap, and the Jarvis actually stopped us as well. But I parked the car and I got out not knowing that I couldn't drive through the road.
Right.
But I walked up surely a kilometre or more at a time, and I met the postman coming through because people live on that road, and there's houses, and there's actually a postman in the van, and I stopped him and I asked him, and he laughed and said, don't mind that.
He
gave me a lift back down. I collected my car and drove back up. I collected my young lad and that. We went on our journey out to Kenmare.
Right, okay, so you fell for it 20 years ago, right?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to leave it there. All right, John, thank you. Jim, thanks very much as well. And Rachel, enjoy following the sun.